And now, this segment is just for Natalie, who has trouble with her expenses. Pay attention.
Jill Cataldo is trying to feed her family of five on a tight budget. There's husband Doug, 12-year-old Angelica, 3-year-old Ben, and 1-year-old Will. So she signed up for a coupon website called thegrocerygame.com. For about $1 a week, thegrocerygame.com provides a weekly list of specials at local supermarkets and drugstores. It matches them with manufacturers' coupons, and it even tells you where to find the coupons. So instead of making a list of what she needs, Jill buys only what's on sale and what she has coupons for. Jill claims we can all get in the game if we follow two simple rules. Don't throw away your coupons. They have a long shelf life. And sit on them as long as you can so you can get more bang for your buck. Annabelle Aval, WGN News.
Wait a minute, what'd she say again?
Annabelle Aval, WGN News.
I love that.
Annabelle Aval, WGN News.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Bro, bro, ain't got no dough. Bro, bro, ain't got no dough.
All right, you're cashing another but treasure. She is Jill Cataldo, the grocery coupon queen. Spends $65 a week on food and supplies for her family. And here she is now to tell you,
baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
How to save money this week. Here's Jill. What is it, Jill? What can we do today?
Well, good morning, Johnny. Today, the big thing is school supplies. A lot of the stores are having 1 cent and 5 cent sales on school supplies.
I mean, Can you believe you're even saying the word school right now?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not really. My daughter's not particularly thrilled, but...
Yeah, you don't say it out loud around the house if you can help it.
Yeah, I try not to.
Right. Okay.
But the big thing there, 1 cent and 5 cents, you know, the schools usually offer a whole pack of school supplies. You can go buy them. At our school, it's $49. I've gotten my daughter's list done for about $6.
Oh, wait. So the regular supplies at school would cost you like 10 times the amount.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
They'll tell you you're saving money, but not especially. No.
The schools are a ripoff, aren't they?
Well, they make money on it, of course. I mean, I want to support the school, but...
So you're saying, Jill, the list of supplies they get for your children to pick up to bring to them to start the school days, you can get all that stuff at somewhere?
Well, first, Office Max has box of crayons, 1 cent, 12-inch ruler, 1 cent, Sharpie highlighters, 5 cents. Office Depot's got school glue, 1 cent.
What? How can you get a box of crayons for 1 cent?
Go there. Because
there's no such thing as a box of crayons for 1 cent.
Because, Johnny, all these stores have what they're called loss leaders to get you in the store.
Right.
But the beauty of school supplies is if you just go in and buy those and then go somewhere else, now you can do your list very, very cheaply.
Right.
So, I mean, Menards. Menards, you think about hardware, they have school supplies.
Save big money at Menards! Yeah, Menards has school supplies?
They do. They're selling backpacks for 99 cents.
Okay, see what I'm talking about? These
How big are they?
Just a quarter an inch.
No, they're like real backpacks, you know? They have glue sticks, 19 cents, pens, 19 cents, scissors, 19 cents. Very, very cheap.
This is good stuff, Jill.
Thank you.
How do you find this stuff? All right, once again, the list so far is what? What do you got going so far?
So
you got
far,
Office Max, Office Depot, Menards. You can buy cheap 1 cent crayons.
Yes.
I still don't believe that.
Believe it. This is all just in the Sunday paper. Grab your flyers and look. The front page of all these papers are going to be your best deals.
Well, wait a minute, Jill. That's my question. So they listen. They go, what? Hey, I just heard that lady say they got 1 cent crayons and they got 99 cent backpacks. Do they need coupons for that?
They do not.
No coupons.
Just show up and buy them.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
Oh, that's crazy.
This is one of those great deals where you don't even need the coupon.
All right. You just go to Office Max and you say, I'd like the 1 cent crayons.
That's exactly what you do.
And why would Office Max sell you a box of crayons for 1 cent?
Well, let me tell you why, Johnny. They are really hoping, because when you go buy school supplies, there's a big rack of lists for every school in the area. They're hoping you go pull your child to school and go, okay, I'm here getting these crayons and this ruler and these markers. I'm just going to buy everything else that's full price.
Right.
And if you're smart, like me, you won't do that. I don't normally advocate chasing store to store because gas is expensive, but it's very easy if you're out doing groceries or whatever to kind of bring your list with and look and say, okay, what else might be cheap here?
Hey, you are smart. That's why you are the coupon queen. You are smart because you know what? Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd go in there. I would just grab a ruler and this or that or what, boom, put them in a bank and then go, oh, well, there's some 1 cent crayons. Sure, I may have gotten a 1 cent crayons, but I spent $100 I didn't want to spend.
Exactly.
Oh, you're something else. You are something else. Okay, so no coupons needed. Office Max, Office Depot, Menards, same thing at Menards?
Correct. Just show up and buy.
All right, once again, though, what does the 99-cent backpack look like?
Is it just
a baggie with a signature on it?
Surprisingly, you know what? It looks pretty good.
Really?
Really.
Now, how about this, Jill? How do you handle this? Maybe you can figure out a way to handle this. My kids are really into, like, you know, the logo.
Oh, yes, they are.
That's not a Nike. Yes, it is. It just says N on it. No, it's Nike, Timmy. How do you handle that problem at home?
Well, I have a preteen going on about 17, as many people do, so I know that is important. However, she has kind of seen the light with me. We actually went shopping with ABC this week for school stuff with her, and I think they were more interested in her than me to see how she deals with that exact issue.
Right.
But she is very, very conscious of the fact that if she saves money over here, we as a family could do other things that are fun, have vacations, go out to dinner, whatever. And honestly, she'd rather do more of that stuff. She loves bargain hunting. She's really gotten great at it.
Well, you know what? You just brought up a good point because you know, this is life. This is the life we live, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, listen, you can have these designer shoes. They're going to cost you know, $500. I'm making that up. I don't know what they cost. Or you can go here and we're going to go on this vacation. Or we're going to go and do this. So here's your choice. A or B. Take mm-hmm. the logo or take the logo off. Let's go get that 99-cent backpack at Menards, right?
Well, it's true. You know, I think it's hard initially for kids, but once they start thinking about it, a great test that I found, if they really, really want it, I say, okay, you know what? You spend your own money on that, and I'll buy, you know, these other things over here. And immediately, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, hey, a penny for a bunch of crayons and a 99-cent backpack. I have to see that backpack. I've got to see it.
The flyer's probably on Menards' website.
No, I mean, I got to buy one.
Backpack.
Is there a Menards around here? Is there one right around here by the Mart? Go buy me a 99-cent backpack. I love to see it. All right, what else is on sale? What else can we do for the coupon queen here? Joe,
well,
what do you got?
Okay, moving away from school supplies and back to the regular stuff. There's a lot of freebies this week, and a lot of these are online. Cheerios is giving away, if you register, they have a thing called Cheerios Challenge. They're going to mail you 6 coupons. One of them is for a free box of Cheerios, and the other 6 are for $1 off a box of Cheerios. That's a pretty good deal for doing nothing.
And you got to love Cheerios.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, of course.
Who doesn't like Cheerios? You like name brands? That's a name brand.
Then Cheerios, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Another one, free Schick Quattro razor. Just filling out a web form. They'll mail that to you. That's like a $10 razor.
I always found that filling out a form, you never get anything back. But you're filling it out, you get it back. You're saying this works.
Oh, it works. It absolutely works. And I've got links to both of those on my blog, which is JillCataldo.com.
Jill Cataldo, CATALDO. JillCataldo.com. You can find out about all those links. What else?
Purina pet food, if you have dogs or cats, Purina's got a thing going. If you go on their site, fill out a form again, you get to print it right away. And I know this works because I've done it. You can print 2 $1 off coupons for food. Most pet food, the small bag is only like $3.99 anyway. So that's free food.
My dog only eats Wolfgang Puck pizzas. But that's all right. Go ahead.
You need to talk to your dog about brand names, maybe. Yeah,
that's right. He's very designer whore. What else you got?
The last thing that I have is at Jewel. This is a cheap deodorant, and I know you made fun of my last cheap deodorants, but Mitchum, you know, is the brand this week. This is a coupon deal, but their coupon was just in last week's paper, so hopefully people still have it. If you go get the deal, it is a quarter.
Do you know what? I think I may, in the summertime with the 90 degrees, et cetera, outside like now, I think I might start using Mitchum because I got a really nice shirt on, and it's going right through right now. I can see right now. It's going through. It's bleeding through.
Quarter
and get a. I just don't want to have Mitchum in my kitchen cabinet or whatever you put it.
bathroom
cabinet. You know, I don't want any Mitchum laying around. It just looks like. I always think of it as somebody who stinks. You know, who has Mitchum.
So when people come over to your house, they look around to see what kind of deodorant you use.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe. Who knows what they do when they come over. But I think to myself, Mitchum says to people, you really got a problem. Doesn't it?
I never really thought about it.
All right, let's just say.
There's got to be some Mitchum fans.
No, let's just say, Jill, let's say you use a regular deodorant, Arid or Dial or whatever, regular deodorant, normal American deodorant, and then you grab a Mitchum. When you grab a Mitchum and people see you use Mitchum, they know that you got a stink problem. That's not good. It's like that Tussie stuff.
Tussie.
You don't want that. But I'll tell you something. You're smart, Jill. That's why you're the coupon queen. And you can get a penny for crayons. You can buy 99 cent backpacks, coupons for Cheerios, $1 off, free of them. Free Cheerios?
Free Cheerios.
And you can get Mitchum for a quarter at Jewel.
That's right.
You can get a Schick Quattro razor online. You can get a coupon for Farina dog food. You can get all that. Go to JillCataldo.com. She's the coupon queen, Jill. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What kind of deodorant do you use, Kent?
Old Spice.
Oh, God. Why don't you just rub your grandpa's sack in your eye?
Pure Sport.
What do you use, Hector?
Old Spice.
Are you guys being serious?
No, yep, absolutely.
Hector uses Old Spice. Kent uses Old Spice. Guy, what do you use?
Arm & Hammer, the deodorant.
Arm & Hammer. I use Arid Extra Dry, and it does not work. I'm getting Mitchum. No, and by the way, I don't stink. I smell great. But I can see water under my arm.
Water?
Yeah, you know, whatever it is, the perspiration.
Water.
I'm not used to sweating. I didn't know what it was. I actually had to have a went to the doctor and I said, look at my, I'm sweating a little bit. What is that?
What is this water coming out of my pores?
He goes, that's sweat. Do you work hard? I said, nope. He said, then we got to get that checked out. All right, Jill Cataldo, the coupon queen, JillCataldo.com. If you're broke, ain't got no dough.
Well, it's no capital crime.
It ain't no capital crime. It's just the times we live in.
If all your money's gone.
You just better stay home.
This is Johnny B in the morning on 97.9 The Loop, Chicago's rock station.
Hello, Doug. What's up?
Hey, Johnny. I just went and bought a couple of those backpacks over at Menards.
All right. First of all, you have to be clear. People are tuning in to 724. They don't know what you're talking about. Jill, the grocery lady, was just on the air saying you can go to Menards and get a 99-cent backpack for back to school. 99-cent. Yes, Doug. Now here's your take on it. Is it good or is it bad?
They are pretty decent quality backpacks. However, you pay $5.99 for them. You get the $5 mail-in rebate, which comes back in the form of a merchandise credit check, which is valid at Menards.
So that's why you get the 99-cent backpacks.
Right. So they get you coming back with the old check there in the mail.
Mm-hmm. And you bought how many of them?
I bought two for my son.
Two for your son. He's got to carry two to school?
Well, just in case one, you know, poops out on them during the year.
Right on. What kind of deodorant do you use, Doug?
Old Spice, in fact.
What is that? Is five guys in a row that use Old Spice?
Old Spice rules.
That's crazy. You're going to smell like my grandpa.